The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let's talk about the truth now. As I mentioned, yes, Glenn Beck did not vote for or support President Trump. I did not as well. But we've been pretty honest since he's been president. Calling the balls and strikes as we see them. Is that good or is that bad? And early on, the first big thing President Trump did was appoint Neil Gorsuch. And by some people's desire or reason they voted for him, that was enough. Fill that seat that was vacated by Antonin Scalia with a true conservative. Maybe that was enough. And I gave him high marks for that. Then the following couple months, not a lot got done. There were some things I didn't like, a little bombastic. I still gave him high marks. Okay. And that's kind of been the malaise, I think, through most of the summer. Little stories here and there. And the media just obsesses about his tweets and fake news claims and all this stuff. That I really had not done the math. I didn't add up what the president has accomplished. Because, by the way, did they repeal Obamacare? Nope, didn't get it done. A lot of stuff that we were hoping they get done, they didn't get done. But that's they, the party, including the Republicans in Congress. If you look at President Trump's track record, it was a pretty good year. Shockingly good year. When I went down the list to prepare for today, I got to give the guy credit. So Neil Gorsuch, he did sign the tax reform bill. Now, Congress did a lot of that work, so give them their due. President did use the bully pulpit and suggest, dropping the corporate tax rate down to 20%. It ended up being 21, still good. But he did sign it and support it and got behind it. He recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, said they're going to move the embassy. Okay, that's pretty big for people who supported him, who support Israel, and say that's what should happen there. That is a huge step that everybody else has kicked the can down the road. Right? I mean, Clinton did it, Bush did it, Obama did it, all when they're campaigning. Absolutely. Got to be in Jerusalem. That's American policy since the 90s or whatever. Are you going to do it?
Well.
So you support it. Oh, absolutely. But you're going to move it then.
Well, I don't know.
That's what they do, right? Because they're playing both sides. They're playing politics. He said, no, we're going to do it. So, okay. He signed an executive order that demanded that two regulations be killed for every new one that it creates. And when that happened, I said, fantastic if they do it. So far, he has. He's eliminated more than he's created. It's by a huge margin. I can't remember the percentage. It's like 8-1 or something. They've actually done it. He cut 16 rules and regulations for every one, but that's an old statistic from months ago. So I don't know what the actual updated number is, but it's at least that. And according to, and this is a little loose, it saves $8.1 billion. That metric is a little off. I hate to show them, but the number of rules and regulations cut versus created is true. He signed 15 congressional regulatory cuts by themselves. He withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. Okay, that's pretty significant.
People flipped out over that one.
They did, and when it was out, I even talked about it. But looking back, now even more significant than I realized at the time because there's a lot going on. You know what I mean? Signed an executive order cutting the time for infrastructure permit approvals. Okay, that's a little less, but still solid. He withdrew from the TPP. Huge. And I remember why I didn't give him enough credit for that one. Because it was not, we're pulling out of the TPP. It was we're going to do this. We think we're going to do that. Yeah, we pulled out. He's almost not doing himself a service as people. Yeah. Because when some of the stuff he campaigns on, then when it comes down to it, there's a moment of hesitation. Maybe they're just playing the media, whatever it is. And then they do it. But during that hesitation, I'm like, God, he's not doing it or whatever. And then, oh, okay, great, he did it. So it doesn't get, it's not like he rode into town and said, here's all the stuff I'm going to do. We're pulling out of this stuff, boom, 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 boom. And you go, hooray. But that's the reason I want to bring up the facts and go down the list. He started renegotiating NAFTA. Now, that was not as big an issue for some people, but it's worth looking at. He ended Obama's deal with Cuba. Awesome. Why all of a sudden did we suddenly say, yeah, Cuba's not a problem? He opened up 77 million acres of the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas drilling. Solid thing. Expanded some of the different infrastructure projects when it comes to energy, like the Keystone Pipeline. Awesome. He ordered the EPA to kill Obama's clean power plan. Awesome. And as part of that, he rolled back Obama's attempt to regulate all U.S. waterways. Remember, he was using the Clean Water Act that even literally the mud puddle behind your house could have been covered. The federal government would have jurisdiction over, which is ridiculous. It was never designed for that. He rolled that back. Laid out and challenged now new plans to challenge and stop chain migration. Ended Obama's catch and release program of illegals. Has arrested more illegals inside the U.S. now. Started the end of DACA. That's another one that he kind of waffled on when it came down to it. Or it seemed like he was going to waffle, but ended up doing the right thing. Attempted to, and in some ways have, cracked down on sanctuary cities. Of course, that's being that was challenged the Supreme Court, and they said that he can't do it. But he did the right thing, did everything within his power as far as that goes. Has added 100 additional immigration judges to start processing those cases. Awesome. Reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, which is misleading. It has nothing to really do with Mexico City or immigration or anything like that. That's the money, the foreign aid that is used for abortions, where people get money in foreign aid form and they can use it for abortion. And he rolled that back. He withdrew from the UN Global Compact on Migration, which is wonderful. They have just said that they are going to, this is the last couple days, Nikki Haley announced that they are cutting UN funding. He signed the VA Whistleblower Act to crack down, and as part of that, the Veterans Appeal Improvement and Modernization Act, and signed the VA Choice and Quality Employment Act. Now, those are all good steps. More has to be done. Much, much more with the VA. But that's far more than Obama did with that. Just the Whistle Protection Act and their ability to now hold people accountable where they can be fired. Now, as soon as he took office, he fired a bunch of people in the VA at the top. Some of them got their jobs back. That's no fault of his. That ended up being unions and courts and everything else. But the president did what was right. Net neutrality wasn't him directly, but on his watch, with his support, one of his guys.
Didn't he appoint
one of them?
That guy?
Yeah, he doesn't get to appoint all of them because you still got Mignon Clyburn. Filet Mignon Clyburn. Do you know that's Jim Clyburn's daughter? James Clyburn.
No, I didn't know.
The forever congressman from South Carolina. She has no history of telecommunications, anything like that, but she works for the FCC. Yeah, she got her job fair and square, I'm sure. So these are just some of the things that President Trump has done. From a conservative libertarian standpoint, that's pretty solid. Any of the other failures of things like Obamacare, could he have led more on it? Could he have said, we specifically need just a repeal, use the bully pulpit more? Maybe. But if you had asked me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, my opinion on all of these, how do you want a president to rule on this, 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 and vote and rescind and executive order, whatever, I would have supported these.
At least with the Obamacare, didn't he get the fine removed? Like you don't,
yes,
you don't get fined anymore.
Right, exactly. There's the teeth are out of it. You still have to have it by law,
but you're not fined.
But you're not going to be fined anymore. So that's, so little bits. I mean, I'm wanting a grander statement of change, but as far as President Trump has gone, when I look back at all of the stuff over the last year, he has used his office with most of these actions the right way. And this is, in many cases, rolling back many of the problems, many of the things that Obama did, some of it unconstitutionally, during his 8 years. It's going to take a while. That's the truth.
Glenn Beck.